Dear friends, just over 25 years ago, former Prime Minister Paul Keating gave a powerful speech on Indigenous injustice in Redfern. He spoke of the wounds in Australia's soul, referring to the damage done to our Aboriginal people as well as the nation as a whole. And this wound, he says, can only be healed so long as the fight for Indigenous equality continues and hope remains. It was the first time that an Australian political leader admitted the impact of white settlement, the discriminatory and exclusionary practices based on ignorance and prejudice that led to widespread destruction of Indigenous peoples and cultures. I think it is fitting that around this time, Australia Day, that we Catholic Australians reflect on and contribute to the healing of the soul of our society in the light of increased awareness of past and present Indigenous injustices, as well as the challenge of God's restorative justice. Scriptures this Sunday also speak about healing, healing that has profound implications for us, his disciples. More than a story about the healing of an individual with physical illness, the Word of God summons us to confront more insidious forms of sickness and create a more just, inclusive, and compassionate society, a society that reflects the reign of God. The Gospel tells us the story of Jesus' encounter with the leper, which is situated among other healing stories we have heard in the last few weeks. He has healed the demoniac in the synagogue. He has healed Peter's mother-in-law in her house. And he has healed many other sick people throughout all Galilee. He has presented himself as a healer, a champion of the masses, and a preacher with authority. In his words and actions, people feel the power of the God of their ancestors and the presence of his reign. The story of his engagement with the leper, however, moves Jesus' intents and purposes to a new level. It shows that, more than concerned with the individual's well-being, he's not afraid to confront the discriminatory and exclusionary practices based on ignorance and prejudice. This ignorance and prejudice is codified in the book of Leviticus. We hear how lepers are condemned to a life of shame and harsh isolation. The first reading gives us a brief but revealing description of how lepers are treated or mistreated in Israel. They must shout, "Unclean, unclean." They must wear shabby clothes and disordered hair, etc. By reaching out and touching the leper, Jesus breaks ranks with his contemporaries. He challenges unjust societal conventions and discriminatory practices. And this is what we might call the vintage Jesus, the Jesus who consistently stands on the side of the social outcast, the one who begs for the marginalized, even at the cost of being made an outcast himself. In fact, this is what happens to him, or what the gospel alludes to at the end. It tells us that afterwards, Jesus had to stay outside in places where nobody lived. And so we have a sense that his prophetic stance earns him that isolation. That isolation which would culminate in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross. It is also a warning to us that authentic discipleship is a costly affair, because it mirrors the self-emptying missionary journey of Jesus. After being cured of leprosy, the man was told to go to the priest so that he could be readmitted to the community. Even though he had performed the miracle or the healing outside the temple system, Jesus did not stop at the personal level. As he did to the woman who had touched him and found herself healed of her hemorrhage, Jesus was interested not in embarrassing the leper or the woman before him, but in confronting injustices towards the vulnerable. By commanding the man to go to the temple, he challenges the whole community to examine its attitudes and practices in respect of the marginalized and the outcast. So the healing of the leper moves from the healing of a person, an individual, to the healing of the whole community. Brothers and sisters, the message of the gospel is that we cannot be the disciples of Jesus and fail to address injustices against God's poor. Discipleship is a journey that demands moral courage, because it forces us to abandon security in favor of vulnerability, self-interest, in favor of passion for justice and compassion for God's poor. In the story Here and Beyond, Jesus shows himself to be a boundary breaker. He constantly goes beyond the borders of every kind, not just geographical, but social, moral, and affirms the humanity of those who are marginalized out of fear and ignorance. And so, in so doing, he invites us to step beyond our fears and to expand the boundaries of our love. Let us learn from Christ, who immersed himself in the coalface realities of pain and suffering, of isolation and condemnation that many experience. It is that precarious existence where the true cost of our discipleship is counted, because we dare to walk with the lepers of our time. And these lepers could be asylum seekers, the homeless, the indigenous, the victims of injustice of any kind. Ultimately, we are challenged to prod at our own sense of security and to stretch our capacity to love. For that is where the God of solidarity calls us to be. Brothers and sisters, may we learn to walk with the God of love, inclusion, and compassion, as we endeavor to make His kingdom a reality in our world.